Lancome there with Henry My Song with a nice little murder twist there in the end. Loved it. Absolutely fantastic. And now it's time for some Willie Nelson. He turned 90 in April. That's amazing. He's released 99 studio albums and I don't know how many live albums and compilations and whatever. What an amazing musical career he's had and what an amazing guy. And we're going to play a song called I Don't Go to Funerals from his 2022 Grammy Award winning album A Beautiful Time.
I don't go to funerals, I won't be at mine. I'll be somewhere looking back at loved ones left behind. My life has been a wonder, and I found my place in time. But I don't go to funerals, and I won't be at mine. I'll be somewhere singing songs with all those friends of mine. Life is great, but I can't wait to make our memories rhyme. And those who've gone before me will save my place in life. I don't go to funerals, be at mine. Be a big old picking party when it comes my time. Me and Waylon, John and Chris, and our sweetheart Patsy Cline. Merle and Grady and Freddie Powers and all those pals of mine. But I don't go to funerals, I won't be at mine. Somewhere I hear angel voices singing in the wind, saying how it won't be long till time to fly again. Life is sweet and love is good and we have had a good time. But I don't go to funerals and I won't be at mine. No, I don't go to funerals and I sure won't be at mine.
Brilliant little tune there by old Willie, from a song released on his 89th birthday, the 29th of April 2022. Wait. A Beautiful Time. Amazing. And from one bona fide country legend to two bona fide country legend singer duet, as is the want in country music. One of them was name checked in I Don't Go to Funerals there, and that's Merle Haggard, as I'm sure his name is meant to be pronounced, singing a duet with George Jones with I Think I Found a Way to Live Without You.
I never thought I'd ever conquer my weakness, 'cause everybody knows that my weakness is you. But the answer came this morning, and you should be the first to hear. What a simple little thing I have to do. I think I've found a way to live without you. I think I've found a way I can get by. I think I've found a way I can be happy. Tell me more. And all I have to do is die.
I know everybody wonders why drinking doesn't kill me. And I myself at times have wondered why. But drinking never gave me any answers that I needed, or the nerve it took for me, oh Lord, to say goodbye. I think I've found the way to live without you. I think I've found the way I can get by. I have to do is die. Without you, and all I have to do is die.
Oh, there you go. That was who was it? That was Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard and George Jones there, and a very funny song there about being happy by dying. So why not, indeed? Why not? And before that, you heard Willie Nelson there with a wonderful song about not being at his own funeral. So I'd like to assure everybody out there that I will be at my funeral. Reason why? Because I'll be choosing the bloody music. I'm not leaving it to you lot. Here we go. This is Simon Felice.
Everybody knows you was born on the 4th of July. Born of a cocoa and a cop on the Canadian borderline. That's where they flock to the Indian casino. Take a toll on your soul every roll of the dice. You throw them up against the wall. Who can prophesy how they fall? No one at all. Hey, sights on a girl from the Reds. You got her in your Pinto. Hit the gas, made her laugh, and the night passed with the glass in the window. When you lit the grass, she got fast and it was everlasting love. She got antsy, push come to shove. You threw her up against the wall just to see how she'd fall, black braids and all. Thank you.
good old sing-along material there from Simon Felice. We had the phones out there with the lights on in the studio, and we were lighting those lighters and all that and swinging our arms backwards and forwards. Wonderful. Simon Felice, of course, who came to Zurich back in the day when he was with a band called The Duke and the King, and you wouldn't believe it by listening to that track, but he put on with that band, The Duke and the King, one of the most uplifting concerts I think I've ever seen. I think I've ever seen in the Zurich area at the old El Local, who are gradually getting their act back together again after the COVID interruption, so to speak. But nevertheless, there are far too many American artists not finding their way to the... to Central Europe, to the shores of the Zürich Sea, so to speak. And one of them is the wonderful Alison Russell, who is also touring, but she never comes here. And this is from her 2021 album, and it's called Fourth Day Prayer.
Mount Park. It was all mine after dark. Gold willow tree, it was my throne. Till I went home. Father used me like a wife. Mother turned the blindest eye. Stole my body, spirit, pride. He did each night. It's one for the hay that loops and loops. Two for the poison at the roots. Three for the children. Years of your life. If I'd believed it, I'd have died. Something told me that they lie. Oh, I survived. Left home, I was just a child. Slept in the graveyard under the mile. When the sun came up and found my skin, I rose again. It's one for the hay, the loops and loops. Two for the poison. Dreams. Do you see what I can't see? Oh, tell me, I want to understand. From the coast of Africa to the hills of Grenada to the cold of Montreal, that whip still falls. It's one for the hay that loops and loops, two for the poison and the roots, three for the children.
Oh, there she is, Alison Russell, somebody who I'd love to see live, but we're not getting many of them down in the Zurich area these days. Lots of people we'd like to see. Rhiannon Giddens is another, not coming to Zurich on her latest tour. So where were we? Ah, yeah. Now, earlier in the show, I played Natalie Merchant and the 10,000 Maniacs, and I thought, as we're in a bit of a Natalie Merchant frame of mind, I'd like to play another one for my old mate out there listening in Yorkshire, my mate Jeff Blakesley, a very solid right-arm bowler. I don't think he ever managed to get me out, although he did give me out LBW once when he... I think he'd had a few to drink in the break there between the innings. Certainly going down leg side. So I'd like to play another one from Natalie Merchant for Jeff and Sandy, probably listening together out there in Yorkshire. And this is a song from 2001 called Motherland.
Where in hell can you go? That you know, far from the sprawl of concrete that keeps crawling its way, about 1,000 miles a day. Take one last look behind, commit this to memory and mind. Don't this wasteland, this terrible place, when you leave, keep your heart off your sleeve. Motherland, cradle me, close my eyes, lullaby me to sleep, keep me safe, lie with me, stay beside. Don't you go. Oh, my five and dime queen, tell me, what have you seen? Lost and the avarice, the bottomless, the cavernous greed. Is that what you see? Motherland, cradle me, close my eyes, lullaby me to sleep, keep me safe, lie with me, stay beside me, don't go. It's your happiness I want most of all, for that I'd do anything at all. Oh, mercy me, if you want the best of it, or the most of all, if there's anything I can do at all. Now come on, shotgun bright, what makes me envy your life? Faceless, nameless, innocent, blameless and free. What's that like to be? Stay beside me, don't go.
There she goes, Natalie Merchant from 2001 and a song called Motherland. The results are in. Those of you who were listening earlier will probably remember we had the Rosie competition. Which one of those three Rosie songs did you prefer? We've closed the lines and we've counted up all the votes, and here's the result. In third place with 17 votes was Jackson Browne with Rosie. Just ahead with 18 votes was Joan Armour Trade-In, but the winner was Tom Waits with Rosie from his debut album, Closing Time, 23 votes, which I wasn't surprised at that, mate. Were you? It is one of the great debut albums and one of the great albums of all time, and that was Rosie from Tom Waits that won the competition. But anyway, from 1973 to 2023, or 2022 to be more precise, but it didn't sound quite as good. this is Big Thief and a song called Dried Roses.
Leave the bed unmade, draw the light green shade, start the microwave, dried roses. Cradle, yes, she does. Lights a fire because window frost, heat loss, dried roses. Steep the black coffee, set the plate.
Well, it was just pointed out to me that that's another song with roses in, but that was Roses, as in the flowers, Dried Roses by Big Thief from last year's album, Dragon, New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You, which is quite a long title for an album, but it sold very well, apparently. So good luck to those guys. Seems to be very heavy on the female vocalists this evening from my side, and I don't know why that happened. It's just the way it goes. So here's another one. The wonderful Joan Shelley from her album that came out also in 2022 called The Spur. This is a song called Like the Thunder.
You came on like a pilot in a new open sky. Like the thunder.
You can't buy